Hi, everybody. Welcome to the containment unit. This is Janine Melnitz. What can I do for you?
Put on your bunny slippers. It's slime for the Ghostbusters Containment Unit podcast with your hosts, Matt and Tom.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of the Ghostbusters Containment Unit podcast. I am one of your faithful hosts, Thomas Henry, and here with me today is my partner in slime, and actually literally here with me today, Matt Sanders.
That was a very chipper intro from you, Tom.
It's been a good week. I don't have many of those, but this has been a good one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad to hear a little bit of joy in your voice, and but you're coming down off out of the heavenlies, man.
I am, and for those of you listening, for our listener out there, you may be asking yourself, why does this week's episode sound worse than usual? Well, we are currently recording this on my iPhone together in the same room in very sunny, very humid Orlando, Florida. And yeah, that's all we had.
That's it. We figured might as well capture some of this electricity in the bottle while we got it.
Yeah, I mean, this episode would not be the same episode if we'd recorded it any other day. And so we're just going to do it while the energy is high.
Push it. Yeah.
Now so, we need to pay for that song. Thanks.
Sorry. Don't even know why that came in my head usually. But Tom, you are here, and I was excited to have you here. And our buddy Hampton came over too, because you got to see all these boxes of stuff that I had in my garage.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we had fun going through it.
Yeah, we did. It was a good time. We threw some steaks on the grill, and it was a good time. You know, Matt's posted pictures in the group. There's a lot of boxes.
Lots of boxes. Yeah. And so for those of you who are wondering, what's in the box? What is he talking about? Yeah.
The answer will surprise you.
Yeah. We talked about it before. If you actually listen to our podcast, recently, Timothy Lawrence, his family, has reached out to us to see we'd be interested in helping find his personal collection of movie memorabilia and props, a safe home, and in the process, raising a little bit of money that will go towards the University of Florida's Smathers Library. I think it's Smathers. It's fun to say.
Yeah.
It will go towards the curation and care of his items. And so we've been posting some pictures, but Tom got to see it. Got to try some of it on.
That alien head is awesome. There's no way I can fit that on a plane, so you're going to have to ship
so
it to me.
So it's being shipped. But a lot of cool stuff. So we posted about it, I guess, a few days ago at the time that you'll be listening to this. We have a group created.
Yeah, you created a satellite group.
That's it.
We're like a seedling that you plant into a pot, and now we are branching off.
Right. So we'll be listing items for sale in there, and we have some fun ideas on how to create affordable options that will be mystery pack style for those of you in our group who would like to own some of his personal items as well. So more to come on that, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great. And you know, what the takeaway here should be is that no one's trying to make money here. It's just, you know, these treasures, these are things that Tim either worked on or that he collected. You know, he was one of us. You know, he was a geek himself, and he was very creative. And the family just wants this stuff to go to a home that will appreciate it. Right. And that will show it the love and care that it deserves. And for them to entrust us with it is something that makes, you know, us here at the Containment Unit feel very, very special. And we're just hopeful that we can find homes for it all.
Yeah, it's very humbling. But let me just answer that question right away. No, we don't have anything from Ghostbusters. Don't have anything from Beetlejuice. Don't have anything from Gremlins 2. We don't have anything like that. All of that stuff has been taken by the museum at the University of Florida for them to display. So that'll be on display for all of you to see end of 2023. But the stuff that we do have really encapsulates Tim's creativity and personality. So I'm excited for you guys to see it and hopefully own some of it. But Tom, you're here.
Oh, yeah.
We went through that stuff, but you came from New York.
I did, yes.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I was in New York. You know, it's a city. It's a big city. I hadn't been in about 15 years. And, you know, I went out there for an event that, you know, a lot of you are probably familiar with at this point. And, you know, I got to say, it was a really great weekend. And, you know, we talked about this in the group, and I wanted to talk about this, and I've wanted to talk about this. And along with this episode, there's going to be a photo that I'm going to drop because, you know, there was some great things that happened this weekend in New York, Matt.
Great might be an understatement.
Yeah. But there's something that I got to experience that not everybody did. And I just wanted to share that with you guys. And when I say not everybody, I'm not talking about the fandom. I'm talking about in the city of New York, something happened that...
Not many people.
Not many people. On Friday morning, you know, I was in town. I hadn't been there in 15 years, and I needed to go pay my respects to the firehouse. You know, Hook and Ladder 8 in Tribeca. And I wanted to get some photos with it and whatnot, And I go down there and I see a camera guy standing outside the firehouse and they're setting up lighting equipment and they've got cameras and I'm like, well, this is weird timing. And of course, being the collector that I am, I had my photos and my afterlife poster on.
Because you got to be ready at all times.
You know, you don't know what's going to happen at that con. And so I hung out and a few minutes later, some more Ghostbusters showed up. Including, you know, a friend of the group, a friend of mine, Dan, showed up with some other members of the Buffalo Ghostbusters. And, you know, those are the folks that donated the sign that's been hanging outside, you know, during con at least. And I think through the end of the month, they have the No Ghost logo sign hanging outside the firehouse for photo ops and
stuff.
That's
got to be kind of surreal to see in
itself.
It's
crazy. You know, people were walking down the street taking photos and such. And it's just really neat to see. And it was really cool. And I was hanging out there for a few minutes, and then the vans came. And, you know, if you've seen the photos, you know who's in the vans. You know, we had Jason Reitman, we had McKenna Grace, Finn Wolfhard, Logan Kim, Celeste O'Connor, and Gil Kenan, the writer. And they all showed up at the firehouse to take photos. And they took photos in front of the firehouse and on the paintings on the sidewalk, and they went in and... And Ivan showed up a little late, but he was there too. And the whole cast showed up at the firehouse in Tribeca. And, you know, me and the guys were hanging out across the street. And Jason makes eye contact with us and decides that they're going to cross over the street and come say hi. And so the entire cast of Afterlife and Jason Reitman and Gil Kenan, they came across the street and they shook our hands and they chatted with us for a while. And they signed our items as well.
Which is insane.
Which is insane. And, you know, Matt posted a couple photos I got for him. They signed my Afterlife poster, which...
Got a lot of work done on it.
You know, that's... what was kind of cool was that was Logan Kim's first autograph ever. And McKenna was really excited about it. I'm going to tell this story about McKenna. It's
Please.
Really sweet.
Go ahead.
McKenna was so excited to sign my poster. And she's signing it, and she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. My autograph is so bad. And Finn's right next to her, and he goes, oh, it's not that bad. Look at it. You can make out the letters. And he goes, look at this. And he takes the pen from her hand, and he signs it all big, and he goes, and I've been doing this for years. Crap.
He wolf-hearted that
one. He wolf-hearted it. You know, but they were all very, very nice and very sweet, and they were excited to be there and talk with us and chat with us. And it was crazy, because I was always prepared. I knew I was going to be prepared, and I knew I was going to see the panel and all that. I didn't realize that I would have that experience, you know, because it was only a few of us there, and it was really crazy. And I consider myself blessed. But Afterlife poster, I think, is up to 10 signatures now on the poster, I think.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. That's crazy. I still don't have McKenna. So we're going to have to fix that problem.
I think we'll...
And I don't have Finn. I've met Finn.
Yeah.
But I don't own his autograph.
You know what would be a really good idea, Matt?
What's that?
If we were to do signings with some of the folks from Afterlife.
I wonder if the interest would be there.
I wonder.
Selfishly, I'd love to make it happen, but I don't know if the interest would be there.
What do you guys think? Let us know in the group. Would you be interested in seeing a signing from Afterlife? I sure am. I mean, I have them all,
Well, who do you need? I mean...
I can't talk about what I need, Matt, because
I haven't seen anything, so I don't know.
You know, I... Well, we'll get there in a minute.
You need Bill.
I need Bill Murray, for sure.
Dan, yeah. No, Dan's on your poster, right?
No, no, Dan's not. No, I have Ernie on there.
Yeah. So, yeah. There's a couple people.
There's a couple people. So that was great. And then after the firehouse, I headed back to the convention center where I met up with the crew from YHS, Craig, Jake, and Abby. Got to spend some time with them. They're all great folks. You know, they're part of our family at this point. Get along really, really great. I didn't tell you this, Matt, but I decided, you know, I think Jake and I are soulmates.
Are you?
You know, him and I have so much in common, like the things that we like and kind of our overall demeanor. And I had things that I was like, oh, I'm going to take this stuff to New York and give it to YHS. But what I realized was that it was all for Jake. Like, I had a bunch of stuff for Jake. Because him and I, we have very similar interests besides Ghostbusters. And so, Jacob Walsh, if you're listening, you know, you and I are forever bound together in some way.
The only thing I find offensive, and it's not no one's, I'm not saying it's anyone's fault, but I know that the YHS crew was supposed to come to Orlando, but because of this New York trip,
yeah,
the trip got pushed.
I'm so sorry. They got the other half of the containment unit instead.
That's true. And here's the other thing. Every time this happens, every time I see Craig, we never take a picture, and then we're like, oh, we should have taken a picture. They see Tom Henry, there's a million pictures.
There's pictures.
Not only that, when you go on Sony's publicity website, there are pictures of Tom Henry and the YHS crew.
Are there really?
From the screening
event. Why is the, the screening.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They did have a screening. Yeah. We saw a movie too while we were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that too. I mean, I do want to talk about it because I haven't seen it. I have so many questions. I wrestled. Do I want it spoiled? Do I want to go in fresh?
Yeah. My lips are sealed for the most part. You know, I'll just say this. You know, I'm going to echo what Craig Goldberg said. You ain't ready.
Okay, let me push just a little further on this. Some of my friends and I, when we see a movie and we don't want to spoil anything, we do the one emoji review.
Uh-huh.
So if you had to pick one emoji to summarize your feelings after seeing Afterlife, which emoji would you choose?
Ooh, that's tough. Because it's either cry face, which was me for 2 hours, or it's scream face, and I don't know which. But I will say this. I'm going to give you my one line, no spoiler, no hinting, no nothing. I'm just going to tell you this. This is all I'm going to say to you guys. You can mute me now if you want, but I'm not going to give anything away. I promise I would not do that to y'all. I never thought in my 37 years that I could like a movie more than the original Ghostbusters.
That's a big statement.
And yet, here we are.
That is a big statement.
So... look for another episode of The Containment Unit on November 20th. We'll talk some more.
Yeah. I mean, that is my birthday is the 21st. So there you
go. That'll be your birthday episode.
It'll be like, what a way to celebrate my birthday.
What a way, indeed.
So you have this big day. You're at Comic-Con. You see a lot of your autograph friends, a lot of nerd friends, YHS friends, Ghostbusters friends, which your buddies with Eric from Ghost Corps now, which I'm only slightly jealous.
Wow. I think buddies is being a little generous there, but we definitely had some conversations.
You hung out with my buddy, our friend Jeff Schreck. Like,
I did.
All the most amazing people
I
in
met
the world.
All these people. You know, it's like I met Teddy and I saw Yip again. You know, they are old autograph buddies, and AJ and I saw Tom from the Star Wars group, and all these people that I've known for years and years and years, and I've just never had met in person, or if I have, it's been a number of years. And you know, it's the East Coast is far away, right? And just got to spend time with them. And then of course, the Ghostbusters group, you know, people from our group members, and I'm sorry if I don't mention, you know, but, you know, people came up to me and like, hey, I'm in your group, like what you do. And it was just nice. You know, I handed out some patches and stuff, and it was really cool. And
But none of them were as legendary as who you went to lunch with the following day.
Yeah, I did have lunch with an MVP on Saturday. And that was Mr. Steven Friedland, Brute Force.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, I know this is a Ghostbuster podcast, but I got to share this. I got to vocalize this because, like, it was one of those moments where it was a – I had this moment where it was, like, a perfect life moment. It's just one of those moments that I'll always remember. But I had never really been to Central Park, and I'd been to New York once before, but I didn't get to go to Central Park really. And so it was a priority for me. You know, I went over there to see Spook Central and to see the church and all that, but I really wanted to walk through the park. And I'm walking through the park, and then I thought to myself, I was like, well, Strawberry Fields is here, which is, it's the memorial to John Lennon of the Beatles. And it's right across the street from where he was killed. And I was like, I should just go pay my respects there. Cause I'm a huge Beatles fan. If you know me in person, you know that to be true. But as I'm walking up to the memorial, I start hearing Beatles music, and I'm like, is this just what they do here? I didn't realize, and I just wouldn't have known, but I was at the memorial on John's birthday, and there was hundreds of people around the memorial, and there was live music, and there was a band, and they were just singing, playing all the songs that John sang, and it was truly beautiful. And when I walked up, it was While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and I just got very emotional. I didn't, not as emotional as the night before, mind you, but
you were probably just cried out of tears.
Yeah, it was just a crazy moment, and it was just like super cool. And I was sitting on a bench listening to Beatles music at John's memorial. It was super nice. And then Stephen called me, and Stephen, as a recording artist, was on Apple Records, which the Beatles owned, and he was on Apple Records because of John and because of George. And I told Stephen where I was, and he goes, oh yeah, I'm actually supposed to be there, and I'm late, so I'll meet you there. So Stephen met me there, and we hung out there together. So I'm hanging out at the memorial with Stephen, who was actually, you know, I don't know that he knew John, but he had conversations with John. He had met John, and it was just so wild. And he mm-hmm. introduced me to John Lennon's literally biggest fan on earth. And it was super nice. And then we had lunch, and we just kind of talked about business and the future. And, you know, Stephen's very excited about what we're doing. And, you know, he loves that people care. You know, yeah. He loves that people want his autograph. And, you know, and it was just very nice. And we just talked as two guys, you know, and it was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got to have that moment.
Yeah, it was cool. And then the rest of my day, I just spent on the subway, traveling all around Manhattan, seeing all the sights, Statue of Liberty. I saw the Customs House, which was doubled for the museum in Ghostbusters 2. I went to the New York Public Library. They would not let me into the reading room. I know, I was annoyed.
What's wrong with that? Why?
You can't go to the reading room anymore unless you're on a tour, because you're going to disturb the research. So they wouldn't let me in, but it's okay. I saw the outdoor. I went into the building, and it looks just like in the video game, by the way, if you ever played the video game. And so that was really cool. What else did I go see? Washington Square. Saw Washington Square. I went to Columbia, which was really exciting. I've always wanted to go to Columbia. And I was by myself just traveling around. But I went to the exact spot where Bill and Dan were chatting. And I had I took a swig of a water bottle instead of the peach schnapps that they were drinking. But it was just super fun and cool. And nothing will ever beat the firehouse.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw a lot of the places where they filmed.
I have been fortunate enough to see the firehouse. And I just remember being in Tribeca and turning this corner, and all of a sudden you just see it.
Yeah.
And the chills that I had. I mean, yeah. Not only have I watched it in movies, I've had the toys, I've had, mm-hmm. you know, all the stuff. And then to see it in person.
It's definitely like Mecca, man.
But I've not seen it with the sign out front.
Yeah.
Which is like next level.
I hope I'm allowed to say this. I got to go in the firehouse. I went inside, and if you follow the Buffalo Ghostbusters, they posted a picture of Dan and his buddy. I can't remember your name. I'm so sorry. With the sign.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that that's the one that I took, but I took one for sure. There was two of us taking photos. And yeah, it was wild. Not that like they filmed the interiors there, but still just to be there.
Yeah, I didn't get to go inside. I had the doors closed, which made for a nice shot.
I didn't get to see that. Oh, wait, no, I guess I did.
But
yeah, they shut the doors for Ivan and Jason to take photos when Ivan showed up. Ivan did not come over and sign, unfortunately. But and then Ivan and Jason were taking photos on the fire engine stuff. What was kind of neat is that they actually got a call while the cast was there. So the cast just had to hang out while the engine was out doing its thing. And, you know, it's like, yeah, it's a fire. It's a place where Ghostbusters are shot. But at the end of the day, if there's an emergency.
Yeah. Who are you going to call?
Yeah, who are you going to call? They got to go. And so they did mid photo shoot, and it was just kind of wild, but it was such a cool trip. The next day I went to Philadelphia, which has its own exciting sights, but it was not nearly as exciting. And I love Philadelphia. My family's from the back east and I'm a big Eagles fan and stuff, but like nothing can surpass that, those 2 days in New York City.
Yeah. I'm glad you had that experience, man. I'm glad you got to see the movie. I am bummed I have not. I'm not going to say that I want to see a bootleg.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to say it.
Don't do it.
But if you come across one, let me know.
Yeah. Don't do it.
I'm not.
Yeah, no.
Eric, I'm kidding. I'm not serious. I'm going to hold out.
Yeah.
But
if I could give advice to anybody, to our listener, don't, if anything else comes out, any other trailers or any other TV spots, you know, go in as clean as you can. You know, there's stuff out there. You've seen the trailers, you've seen some of the interviews and stuff, and there's already enough to be known. You know basically what kind of movie you're getting. You know that there was a room of 2,000 or 3,000 people that saw this movie together. There probably wasn't a dry eye in the house at one, you know, throughout that movie. Just because it was just so 30 years of waiting, and there you are. You
know? Yep.
And you know, you've waited this long to see it. You can wait a little longer, and it's worth that wait.
So, if we need to cut this, we can. But
we'll see.
We know that there is a leaked trailer.
Yes.
That's supposed to maybe potentially drop officially.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, who knows?
But you would recommend not seeing that.
I did watch the leaked trailer. I am so very grateful that I saw that trailer after I saw the film. There's a couple things in there that I wish they didn't put in there, but I understand why they did. But, you know, movie trailers tend to give things away. You know, they're there to sell the movie. And I understand that, but I would, if you've been waiting for this movie for 30 years, I would just say, and I know the temptation, if I hadn't seen it, I would want to watch the trailer too, and I would. But as someone who's seen it, I would just caution you to consider avoiding it.
Well, there you go, folks. Go in clean, go in fresh. Don't spoil it for yourself.
That's right.
If you have seen the film, don't be a peck.
Don't be a peck.
Don't ruin it for people.
No. That's the one thing that's crazy, though, is like, you know, I know YHS talked about this, and they've looked. I've done a little looking. There's not many spoilers out there. Like, you really got to try hard. It's not like people are going on Twitter and just being like, Snape killed Dumbledore. Like,
what?
That happened. I got spoiled. Did I tell you about that?
No.
No? I was at the bookstore, and somebody drove by in line. It was terrible. But anyway, you really got to try, and so I don't think it's going to be very hard to avoid it. It's not going to be very hard to avoid it. That's what I'm trying to say. So just be careful. You know, if you want to know things, then it's out there. Go for it. You know, don't send me a message asking about it. But
yeah, the little bit that I've been on, I haven't seen anything. I have unjoined. I've removed myself from a few Ghostbusters groups just in case. I feel like YHS is safe. Group therapy is safe. Our group is safe. I don't know that's true for everybody. So
I don't know.
I've had to remove. I don't have Twitter, so I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, we are not going to post any spoilers in the group. You know, we haven't really talked about officially released stuff. You know, I think we would avoid spoilery stuff at this point.
Yeah.
I'm gonna post a photo of my poster. You know, if you're listening to this and you're interested to see what that poster looks like at this point, you know, I'll post a photo of it. I haven't had a chance to take a picture yet, but I will be posting that because it elates me.
Yeah. I can only imagine. It's a great poster.
Yeah. It sure is. So, you know, I hope you're all doing well out there. We're almost there, kids. We're almost there.
We are. We really are. I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. Tom, you already know it's amazing. And come November 20-ish.
You'll have the containment unit review episode?
Yeah.
I'm going to forget it all.
Maybe we'll go live or we'll do something.
Yeah, we talked about going live tonight, but we are just lazy. So
that's it.
Yeah.
So with that.
This is our shortest episode by a lot, because we're not throwing a 2-hour interview.
I could call Steven and we could do another quick interview with Mr. Friedland, and that'll add another hour.
I don't know. Do we have any interviews backed up? I don't think we do. I think we're caught up.
Probably.
I guess that means we're going to have to do more interviews.
Yep. Got a couple lined up.
Yeah. All right.
Later, kids.
Take it easy.
Are you troubled by autograph forgeries online? Do you collect spores, molds, and Ghostbusters memorabilia? Have you or your family been looking for a safe place to go to add to your collection? If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Check out the Containment Unit on Facebook, Instagram, or visit us at ghostbustersautographs.com.